Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
What is Dax, are you
tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
The search for truth never ends. Introducing June's Journey, a hidden object mobile game with a captivating story. Connect with friends, explore the roaring 20s, and enjoy thrilling activities and challenges while supporting environmental causes. After 7 years, the adventure continues with our immersive travels feature. Explore distant cultures and engage in exciting experiences. There's always something new to discover. Are you ready? Download June's Journey now on Android or iOS.
I waited that time. I waited that time. Josie's here. First of all.
Yes.
Also on Thursdays, Jason DeRusha is a regular.
Mm-hmm.
Longest serving regular on this show. That is correct.
Did not know that.
Jason DeRusha, first regular guest on this show. And at 2:07, he sends a text to Dave Harrigan that it might not work out.
To be fair, it was 2:05.
2:05. How do you think he'd feel if a guest of his, 30 minutes away, said, might not work out? We know his temper. He throws things.
I know. He's very...
Smashes windows.
Very diva-esque.
Starf it. Why is it not working out? Is he providing any sort of clarity? Or is he boozing it up at some Instagram lunch?
I think you know the answer.
I'm sure that's it. I am sure that's it. All right, Susie has become Mrs. Football this year.
I have. I don't know what's wrong with me. I'm very interested.
So we're going to break down the schedule for you, Susie.
Thank you.
Saturday, the Houston Texans seemingly can only play one time. It's the Saturday game, Dave. It's the Saturday late afternoon game, no matter what, even after they... quasi-upset over the Chargers last week. They, at 3:30, they had to face the world champion, Kansas City Chiefs, and Patrick Mahomes. I saw this stat earlier today.
Mm-hmm.
Patrick Mahomes, this is the divisional round, Susie.
Okay.
This, to me, is the best weekend of the NFL the entire year.
Better than the Super Bowl?
Better than the Super Bowl.
Okay.
Better than the conference games because we get four. And my theory is, at minimum, you get two tremendous games, and more often than not, you get three.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? The Texans at the Chiefs. The Chiefs in the divisional round under Patrick Mahomes, 6-0.
Oh.
He has thrown as many interceptions as I have in the divisional round, while also throwing 13 touchdown passes.
So it kind of... You know, even a little bit.
Doesn't even out at all. They just are crushing people.
I know.
They win every game, and he doesn't throw an interception. So that's your 3:30 game,
okay.
Susie. Then, as you make plans for Saturday night, you get the Detroit Lions hosting your Commanders, led by Arizona State's own Jaden Daniels. Now, of course, he transferred from ASU. Because he didn't like it.
Minor point.
And he won the Heisman at LSU, but I've got the minor details.
You still claim him.
Of course we do.
Of course you do.
So the Commanders at the Lions, that's a 7 o'clock start.
Okay.
7 o'clock start. Then in the game, excuse me, where your Vikings, where you thought they'd be playing,
mm-hmm.
the Rams at the Eagles, that's 2 o'clock. That's on NBC.
Got it.
Okay, by the way, the other games... The Commanders and Lions at this is a Foxy,
mm-hmm.
and then the Texans Chief, that's an ABC ESPN. And then we finish it up with the most touted game of the weekend with the two MVP candidates going head-to-head. The Ravens at the Bills, 5:30 start time. Lamar Jackson should be the MVP, and the Ravens are going to go to Buffalo, and they are going to win that game.
Wow, you're saying it right here.
I'm giving you an upset. I'm also the person who gave you the Minnesota Vikings to win the Super Bowl. And at this point, I think their path to the Super Bowl for 2025, I'm going to declare it more difficult than expected.
Challenging, a big challenge.
The window's closing is what
you're saying. The window's closing.
Has the Super Bowl happened yet?
No.
I haven't seen it.
Okay, so, yeah, I mean, it's barely open. I mean, the refs screwed us, so they might just come.
Oh, my God.
They might come back and declare the Rams the losers. So
I have a question.
Yeah, of course.
Okay.
I was worried you were either saluting Hitler or you had a question.
Or I had to go to the bathroom.
Yeah, or the bathroom.
Would you
do that in class? Would you raise your
hand? Sure. And I was always going to the bathroom.
Oh, I bet you were.
God.
Were you really just making out with some other boy?
I was making out. I was having a cigarette. I was going to House of Hansen for a soda pop.
Did you have a smoking area at your school?
Yes.
We had... At Armstrong High School, the greatest high school on the planet,
we
had a smoking cage.
Oh.
Where it was hallway, windows both sides, and there was a cage where the smokers would have to go outside, which included teachers and students smoking together.
Isn't that nice? That was the 70s, right? 80s, whenever
Bite
you were.
Bite your 30s. Tongue. 1983, toots.
Toots.
That's what I...
So what I was going to ask you, my friend, is when will we learn whether or not and where Sam Darnold will end up? They had their press conference today. I didn't say anything.
No. The KOC was very safe.
Coy.
We're months from that.
Months?
We're
okay.
When is free agency? Is that like a March 10th, 11th?
Okay.
Something like that. Dave's going to look it up. I think we got a little bit of time for that.
Go ahead.
Next question.
My next question is, you had the Ravens beating the Buffalo Bills.
I do.
Do you have Detroit winning?
I do.
Do you have Kansas City winning?
I do.
And then what's our fourth one? Not?
Rams, Eagles.
I say Eagles.
I'm going to go Rams.
Are you?
I'm going Rams. All right. I wasn't dazzled by the Eagles. I don't really buy Hurts. Did you find out when free agency starts?
March 12th.
March 12th.
So what?
Pretty good guess by me.
Yeah. Something to look forward to. I know that here's a little bit more about football that I've learned this year.
Yeah.
The Vikings have some room in their salary cap to... Yeah.
$70 million. Now they have to re-sign some players too.
Okay.
So that's factored in. I also had a social studies teacher my senior year.
Back to smoking?
Just to protect him. I will not say his name.
Okay.
But he was dating a fellow classmate.
Get out of town.
So he would show up at our parties.
No way!
Yeah.
Back in the day.
They dated for years.
Did they frown upon that? Was it common knowledge?
Well, it was knowledge by us when he was at our parties.
Right?
Yeah.
Was he a younger teacher, I pray God? 30? 20?
Mm-mm.
40? God.
He had to be in his 40s.
Everybody has that teacher and that experience in high school where we had a shop teacher that was had a relationship with a student, and they married.
Yeah.
Later.
That happens. Yeah. In 83, I guess people just looked away. Now,
you'd go to jail.
We'd be leading the news with it.
We would be.
The same teacher, by the way, had men's Gopher basketball season tickets.
Oh.
And I still remember this moment before we took a test. He goes, hey, one last thing.
The teacher would say this.
Yeah, and he's holding up the test.
Oh, God.
And he's holding up the answers to the test, okay? And he's, like, really close to me. And he's like, all right, Hartman, you probably know this. This is how kind of Williams Arena is situated, right? He goes, just stand up. You've been in a bunch of games. And he goes, I want to show you kind of where my seats are. And I'm right there. And I'm right there. And he's holding this.
Oh,
and there's like, you know, the capital of Guatemala.
Yeah, right. The
leader who started the revolution right there. And all my buddies are just watching me. And afterwards they go, how much are you looking at? I go, pretty much the whole time. I got Williams Arena down. You know, and he had good seats. And I'm up there and I'm asking, okay. Is this close to that ice cream? Because I wanted to keep looking.
Sure, sure. Commit it to memory.
Now, which row?
I think I got a 94 on that test.
I hope so, for God's sake.
And I should be embarrassed that I didn't get 100.
Yeah, you should.
I should be.
Anyway.
Yeah. We need to talk about that you're about to have a coffee date.
I am. The first one in more than a year. Easy.
First date?
First date with a person that I don't, that I've never met before.
Oh, well, we got to talk about this.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I'm going to give it a shot.
All right. All right. Well, you're talking about canceling for the football game, so hang on. So text away. Susie now has become Roger Goodell. If my father was here, hey, look who's here, Roger Goodell Jr. You know, that's it, his nickname for her. Susie was just telling us she might cancel the coffee date because she wants to watch football. Yes or no, 651-461-9226. Should Susie cancel the coffee date to watch, what was the first game again on Sunday? That's Eagles and Rams.
Yes.
Yep.
Should you cancel, yes or no? I'm a no. Text away, let us know.
Hi, I'm Kelly Corrigan. You've probably never heard of me. Maybe you did. I wrote some New York Times bestsellers. I gave a TED Talk. But the reason I'm in your ear now is to invite you to listen to Kelly Corrigan Wonders. We talk to everyone from Bono to Amy Schumer, Spike Lee to Rainn Wilson, Krista Tippett and Bryan Stevenson about purpose, creativity, well-being, and what makes life worth living. Follow and listen to Kelly Corrigan Wonders on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Those two.
Huh.
Speaking of meh.
Yeah. If they don't like it, I feel better. Feel better. You can use that Odyssey app anytime you'd like.
Okay.
You click on the microphone. You want to send us a message?
Mm-hmm.
Maybe you'd like to click on the microphone right now if you're single and you'd like to date Susie Jones.
Wow.
Make your 30-second case. Maybe you're married and you want to sneak around on your wife and you want to use Susie as your side chick.
Mm-mm. Sorry.
Dave?
Not happening. I got cheated on, and I'm not going to cheat.
What if he's got his teeth?
Doesn't
no
matter.
Fish?
Since he's no home wrecker.
Yeah.
I'm no home wrecker.
No home wrecker.
I'm
okay.
Telling you, I've done it many times, slept with a lot of married men.
Okay.
Yeah.
But not anymore.
Now
you're drawing the line. I mean, at first she's like, I'm not going to do it. And then like 10 seconds later, no, I have slept with a lot of married men. But at least today I'm drawing the line. Tomorrow, I don't know.
Can't tell. Can't tell. And listen, let me say about this Sunday extravaganza that you're going to ask our listeners to weigh in. I'm just asking. You said Roger Goodell. I feel like I'm on the clock. I'm going to trade my first round pick for three second round picks. And what I'm saying is that I might move the time around.
Okay.
You see? I might even move the time a full week later.
All right.
Just to get through the season.
Texter says, I didn't realize I listened to the Friday football feast with Charge and Dubé. I was with Charge and Mrs. Charge last night. Culture Vulture, I hope he's well. I have not talked to Culture Vulture in a long time. Have coffee in a place where the game's on. What about that idea? Right?
That's a smart one.
Invite him to watch football.
Don't go to this little coffee shop. Let's go to a sports bar and belly up to the bar.
Why not have coffee and watch the game together?
A lot of people are so smart, aren't they smart? But is it rude of me to sit there and watch while I'm trying to meet this person and ask him questions?
I'll answer that question after I read more.
Mm.
Afternoon delight is way better than watching the NFL. I say no. Afternoon sex or evening sex, which is better, Susie?
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, that's a very big question.
Yep.
It's very, very big. I would say it depends on where you are. If you're on vacation, all bets are off.
Afternoon delight is way better than watching the NFL. I say no.
Okay.
And I'll finish with this one. Is Susie's new date Joel Maturi approved? That Dexter nails it every time.
I know. I love Joel Maturi.
I think him. You've made that clear.
I know, but Lois won't let me.
You've made that clear.
Although she says I could have him for a while.
Wow.
I mean, he's a busy guy, and she gets exhausted.
While. Yeah, what's a while?
I could take a walk on the beach.
Yeah. Is he busy? He's retired.
Yeah, he's busy.
Really?
I don't know.
I don't think so.
I'm just speaking.
I mean, he used to be.
Right, back in the day.
I think you should text. What's this person's name?
Not going to say it.
You say first name, not last name.
Well, the first name is quite distinct.
Kwesi? Are you dating Kwesi Adolfo Mensah?
Yes.
KOC. Are you dating KOC?
I wish. He's
if
cute.
You if you, he's a good looking guy.
He is sweet.
So is Quase. Quase
so
is a good looking guy.
Yeah, I'd date him.
So if you could date any male associated with Minnesota sports, who's number one on the Susie Jones
wow,
list?
Wow, that is a terrific question.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Man, I got to think about that. Who would I bang?
Bang, in case you missed it.
Sorry.
She went off the side. She goes, who would I? And then she goes, bang. Okay. Okay. Let's skip the date. Who do you want to bang?
Sorry, Dave.
WCC
Dave's
Radio.
Dave's upset because he feels I'm getting the license in jeopardy.
Nah.
That's not bad.
I loved it.
I think it's a really good.
Hey,
listen.
651-461-9226. If you could have sex with any Minnesotan associated with sports, who is
male
it?
Or female?
Yeah,
so if you're a dude and you have somebody, or even if you're that persuasion, whatever.
651-461-9226. What's happened to WCC Radio?
We've gone right down the toilet.
Yeah.
Down the toilet.
Oh, we were there already. What do you got?
I'm going to think. Maybe I'll say Kevin O'Connell.
All right.
Yeah. I mean, if all
should
things,
we send that message?
Sure.
Dave, you want to?
I was thinking.
Should I reach
about,
out to Jeff Anderson on this one?
I think that would be good.
Yeah.
I was thinking about Jeff Anderson. I did a little Google search on him. He's not available.
Yeah, he's married.
I know.
Yeah.
But
so is Kevin.
Yeah.
The whole world is married.
Not a home wrecker until.
Exactly.
Hey, I met a really cute guy today walking into work. He asked me where the hen house was. And I told him, and I said, where are you from? Of course I do, because he's lost.
Right.
Canada. I said, oh, yeah. I guess
did he walk all the way down from Canada? Man.
He was here for a business meeting. Yeah. And he was
Or he's maybe checking to see, you know. Because we're about to buy Canada.
That's what I told him. I said, I understand we're going to be closer than ever.
Yeah. If he would have asked you out, would you have said yes?
Sure.
Yeah.
His name was Trevor.
Trevor.
And I said, Trevor, I work right there at WCCO Radio.
Yeah.
What do you do? I said, well, I've done a lot of jobs there over the years. And currently, I'm a news reporter. And he's like, oh,
later in the
cool.
day, I'm going to talk about who I'd like to have sex with.
Anyway, that's how you find love. You just are friendly and open and happy.
Ask the guy if he likes sports, and if he wants to watch the game.
I'm going
to
do that. I'm going to follow
up. And if he says no, say, I'm in still. So then you're showing the commitment. And just you don't have to watch all four games.
No. The best one you said. The best one is the last one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Thank you.
It'll be fine. Listen, have a lovely afternoon.
You too.
I'm going back to do news now. Laura will be here after, although you don't care. And so Jason DeRussia will not be here then at the top of the hour, as he always is when you two have that little chitty chat.
Well, he normally joins Thursday at 2:35, but you know.
Are you going to give him the boot?
No.
Oh, you like him?
We need him to kill those
segments. Let's not go that far.
Jason, I learned, was the keynote speaker at some sort of event today.
Oh.
So that's why he's not here?
He could be the keynote speaker on this show.
He spoke to the Elks Lodge in Nevis?
Ham Lake.
It's a good lodge.
I mean, if anyone is going to have an Elks Lodge, it would be Nevis, right?
Nevis.
Mm. Yes. Thank you, Susan.
Yes, have a great afternoon.
Okay, and by the way, don't send me the texts. We weren't being serious. I don't need to hear who you'd like to have sex with.
Oh, so, Lord.
Yeah, stop. That was sarcasm, boys
was
and girls.
A joke.
I don't need to hear that. 651-461-9226. Overrated. Sounds
agreed.
Intoxicating, but then
agreed.
Overrated.
Difference of opinion in our household.
Mm.
Yeah.
I'm willing to be flexible.
Sometimes you have to step up.
Yes, exactly. You were at the Wolves game last night.
I was.
Were you more effective than the Wolves in the first quarter?
I mean, I was more effective in many ways in the first quarter.
They're just dreadful starting games. Jesus.
Do you think, you know, it's so interesting to try to figure it out because these are like highly paid, incredibly talented people.
Yep.
And so last year they were sort of this cute story. People knew they were going to be good.
They were 29-11 at this point last year. They're 20-20.
Yeah.
And the schedule is about to get hard.
I think it's just interesting to think about, are the Wolves, and obviously the players have changed, right? And so it's a little different. But you sort of, if I'm another team, I'm like, we're coming out strong.
They were a little better when they put Dante in there instead of Conley. But last night, I mean, last year, let's just say teams did not want to play the Wolves.
Right.
Because they were pretty much the number one or number two or number three seed the entire year.
And their defense was just swarming last year.
They had to make the Towns trade for financial reasons.
I get it.
Right? And they brought in talent.
Yep.
And it's taken DiVincenzo a while, but now he's very
good. He looks
good.
Like he's lighting up.
Yeah. He's playing how expected. And Randall gives you numbers, but he just sucks the life out of it. Royce had a great line the other day with this. Who holds the ball longer, Sam Darnold or Julius Randle?
Yeah.
You know, and
he looked dreadful in the first quarter, just awful.
You know who else has dropped off this year? And he's not getting enough criticism? Rudy. Rudy is not as good, and they just gave him a 3-year extension. Conley's obviously dropped off. They got issues. Did you go to Donovan's before the game or after the
game? We went before the game.
Yep.
So
it's a late start.
Dermot Cowley, the owner of O'Donovan's, great friend of yours.
Yes.
Good friend of mine.
Mm-hmm.
He was talking about how these late starts kill his business.
Yep.
Because if you have an 8 o'clock start and already like barely anybody works downtown.
Right.
So you're not like just going to happy hour after work leading up to the game. You're probably home. And so you're home
eating.
Maybe you have dinner at home. Maybe you go to your favorite restaurant at home.
Correct. In the suburbs, wherever.
And then you drive in and just go to the game.
Yeah. I mean, that's the thing.
It started filling in at like 7:15, but I walked in at 6:15 and it was
quiet.
Empty.
Yeah. I know it was because he was texting me, you want to come down for happy hour?
Yeah.
And I'm like, I'm already out. I wish I could. That's the thing, you know, and it wasn't even an 8 start. It's an 8:50 start. Right. Yeah. And that's why when the downtown was busier, and in particular those 7 o'clock starts.
And it's so good for the city.
It's so good for the city. So let's eliminate the Wolves. Let's go Twins. And it's a 75-degree glorious day.
Yeah.
And Target Field looks as good today as it did when it opened. You know, and then ODs and a lot of other places have those outdoor patios.
Yep.
And ODs will just be teeming with people. Right? And you maybe got 25,000 there, maybe you got 15,000, whatever. And it's fun.
Yeah.
But then because the Lakers and the Fire, they had to reschedule now. The Wolves are in the Western Conference, but they're not really out west.
Yeah.
And so
we're a lot of late games.
If this game.
And then TV, you're on TV. Yeah. So like
if this game's in San Francisco, well, that 8:50 Minneapolis start is 6:50.
Fine.
It's better. They like those later starts because they get so many earlier ones. And it just it's hard because so much of downtown hasn't quite all the way come back at night.
Right.
Where D.C. is, right across from Target Center, right across from First Ave, those places are now destination places.
Yeah.
They're event nights. Whereas before, when you had more people downtown, it was, hey, I work around there. I'll go to O'Donovan's.
Right.
It's a great Irish pub, good food, Guinness, whatever. And now it's, I don't know, what are we at, 30% of the people working down here? So
Is Target back this week? It feels like there have been more people down here this week.
I agree with you. Now
Target comes to work once a quarter.
Was it once a week?
No, 1 week a quarter.
That's right. what kind of policy? Don't even list your policy if that's it.
Four times a year. Come back, and it's a reminder of like, oh, remember this? You inject like 10,000 new people downtown. It's pretty good.
If you've decided you're going to let your employees do whatever, fine.
Yeah.
You get to do it. I wish you'd support it more.
Yeah.
By the way, this company allows me great latitude.
True.
So I admit that all the time. But if you're okay, if you then say, we're going to make a bold statement.
Yeah. Bringing them back.
About 12 days a year, we'd like you to come back. It wasn't like grounds for firing.
I don't think so. Yeah.
Then don't even announce it.
Well, anything they do is news, right? So,
when
you tell your employees, then it's going to be news. So,
okay, so let's turn the calendar ahead. It's January 16th, 2030. Okay. And somehow all three of us are employed here.
Yeah. Still in this dumpy studio.
Oh, God.
please, somebody buy this building we can go somewhere else.
Yeah.
I'd rather stay downtown.
Yep.
Me too. I'd rather stay at the house, actually.
But well, if we could set up the station at your place.
Yeah, that'd be great. Everybody can come over. What's downtown going to look like?
Interesting.
Okay. North Loop.
Yeah.
Still on fire?
I think North Loop will still be hot.
Right? Okay.
North Loop is the dream as to what downtown wished it were.
They would love to
the
make
combo
all,
yep. of offices and residential, and it's all North Loop needs is more parking.
Yeah, no doubt. And they don't want to put new parking in because they can sell it to somebody who's going to open a new yoga studio,
correct.
A salad place,
yeah. It's cool.
A new pasta place.
I bet by 2030, we have serious conversation about knocking that highway spur down, that 4th Street
yeah,
spur.
Yeah, it's interesting.
Because the land under that is so valuable.
Yeah.
And honestly, I use that spur every day.
I like it.
I'm not opposed to them knocking that down. You
yeah.
figure out another exit, you know what I mean?
Right.
But like,
yeah.
I'm not opposed to that.
Well, you might have a new arena somewhere.
Probably.
Right? More likely if it's A-Rod
yeah.
and Lori.
Where they would bankroll it.
Who's
going to be the owner? Who do you think will be the owner?
I honestly don't know. I've talked to people recently.
No one seems to know.
And both sides.
No gut on it.
Are fairly confident. I heard my guy Johnny Krasinski with Barrero the other day. You were in a break. And the comment was, and I heard the same thing, grueling, that the three people who are on this panel have just asked him voluminous questions.
Mm.
So it's sometime in the next 20 days we're going to learn. But A-Rod and Lori are willing to build a building, and they're going to try for help. And they might even try to get Leiwicki's group to come in and help them build that arena. Whereas Glenn has said to people, I've already put 150 million in the last few years. Why should we have a new one? It compared to other arenas, it's kind of a dump.
Yeah, I mean, the environment in there, like the actual bowl and watching the game and the great.
Fine.
No problems.
Yep.
Fine. There's plenty of suites.
Yep.
Like they got.
Yep.
They would build more if they
yep.
built a new
oh,
one.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
But the negative is the concession stands, the concourses, the access, all of that stuff.
And the biggest problem is they have about as many seats above as they do below.
Yeah, it's really out of whack.
And now what you do about 80.
And those 80, upper seats, oof.
You do about 80% lower bowl somehow.
Yeah, that's how they do
double
it.
Double suites.
Right.
And then you come up with some fan section up top. And if
where my Seth would buy his tickets.
Yes, right.
Seth was there the other Saturday in the $15 seats.
Griff does the same thing.
Yeah. Don't you love it that you're, and I don't know, as a parenting thing, I don't know why I'm proud of this, but like my kids have gotten access because, not because I have these seats, but because of our jobs that you
yep.
know people.
Mm-hmm.
And so my kids have sat in seats that I couldn't even dream of when I was a kid.
Mm-hmm.
I am so glad that they're not like snobby about like, oh, I'm not going to go sit in those super upper deck $15 seats. Like, I just love it that they get their friends, mm-hmm. get your buddies, buy the $15 seats and have a good time.
My two kids, older boys, are very frugal.
Yeah.
Like,
Seth.
And they don't care. You know, for me, it was the opposite in some ways, Jason, because my father brought me to so many games. Brought me to places where I shouldn't have been. Locker rooms, clubhouses. He kind of bullied me away. So my kids, I called 16 years of Wolves game. I had a pair of decent tickets for every single game,
sure.
all 16 years. My kids hardly went.
Huh, yeah.
Hardly went, you know. And so when I went to that game a couple weeks ago when the broadcasters gathered and we did the picture, well, I was then going with Dermot and his great youngest son, Jake, and I was going with my middle boy, one of the loves of my life, Griffin. We stayed at Donovan's for the next 3 hours and just talked nonsense and had fun
yeah.
and never went to the game yeah. and just had a great time. How about, okay, let's stay with this, office buildings. Another story about the trip today, businesses trying to step in, buy it at the low end, hope it comes back. Will we have a series of towers like we're about to have across the street
right.
where they have been converted from business office to residential, either apartments or condos? Will we see a few
or will we see quite a bit?
I think we'll see a few. I'm less optimistic on this than I think some are, because
including Jacob Fry.
Right. Two reasons. One, I think unless the city or the state or the federal government is going to chip in major money, I don't know that the cost of converting these things is going to pencil out.
That's right on.
And the second thing is I do think the urbanists, the city lovers, way overestimate the number of people who want to live in the middle of the city. Part of the appeal of suffering through the terrible weather that we have here is that you have a yard and you have a house and we have land.
Yeah.
And I think that is, we'll see if the younger generation has a different view on that.
Yep.
We're starting to see the beginning of that. But I just don't think we're big enough to have another 50,000 people living in the heart of downtown.
Where you have, okay, obviously North Loop, again, quite a few people living there. Then the Mill Valley area. The Mill District, right? So it's kind of the edges. We're core, where WCCO Radio is?
Right in the middle.
Right in the middle. Okay. Do individuals want to live right?
Well, you know, I'm getting that. I'm getting an apartment right across the street.
You are?
Right in the middle of it.
Okay.
But one of these conversions. I'll still have my Maple.
You'll still have a place, though, right?
Yeah.
So that's.
I'm sort of testing it.
That's like, cool.
Let's see if I like it.
Right. And also, a lot of these places. You go to the office, guess what? There's one bathroom at the end of the hall. So they can't really retrofit those for bathrooms in each apartment. I don't think you're going to pay.
You can, but it's very expensive. Yeah. So like right across when they redid the building here, they used the elevator shafts to run electrical and plumbing. So the office building had like seven elevators, right?
Because
it's an office.
Yeah.
You don't need that in a 220-unit building. So they use the elevator shafts to run the utility.
God, there's so many jokes I can just see here. Aragon is so tempted to chime in. Okay, you can chime in anytime you want. Let's again talk about the just dopes who continue to bring guns out to MSB. It's unbelievable. I have a new policy on what should happen to these dopes. I'll break it out for you when we come back on the Home of the Twins, CCO. The number of passengers caught bringing firearms, bringing weapons out to the TSA checkpoints. It dropped, Jason. We're getting better. In 23, TSA confiscated 53 guns. Last year, dramatic drop to 52 guns.
Okay.
52 guns.
Yeah, we're doing it.
So the debate has been
It's like a 1.5% decrease.
Thank you. Thank you. John Nash is with us.
Mr. Numbers.
Layers! So now the debate has always been on this show, what do you do? 5 years they can't fly. They never fly that airlines. My new policy is this. I want to debut with you.
All right.
I'm going to take the gun out and I'm going to shoot the person. And I'm going to televise it on MSP TV.
I like it. And what adds the extra layer of excitement.
Yep.
Is that you don't know if there's a bullet there or not?
That's it.
We're going to see how it goes.
We will not check, Dave Aragon, to see if you've loaded the weapon. And so then it'll test your memory. Because if you didn't load the weapon, you can feel like,
go ahead.
And by the way, I won't know.
According to the press release, it's highly likely that it is loaded.
Yeah.
Because that was also the numbers. The vast majority are loaded and ready to go.
Well,
I'm aiming for your calf. Okay, your calf. I'm not pointing at your head, but we'll shoot you in the calf.
So I will, you know, now that Seth is safely back in New York City.
Oh, okay.
When Seth went to pack his backpack to go back to New York after being home.
He had an Uzi?
He had a rather large knife in his backpack.
Really?
It was a pumpkin carving knife.
Mm.
So, you know, orange handles.
Yeah.
I don't know how much damage he could have done with this thing.
Probably problematic at the airport.
Yeah, like, and they didn't catch it because he brought the backpack from
through
New
security.
York. His girlfriend had put the pumpkin carving thing in there from October.
Wait, do we trust the girlfriend?
Yeah,
Dave, would you trust the girlfriend who puts the killer knife in there?
No, not at all.
And did she tell
him? I'm not certain you could kill anyone with the pumpkin carving knife.
give you
that's nine. Another thing we'll debut.
Put
if you have
test.
Other weapons out there, we'll use
put
that against you.
I was surprised they didn't catch it. You're like, what are we doing at TSA? So maybe the 53 to 52 was just they missed one guy's gun. We're still...
Okay. I'm on record. I'm team TSA. Jason is saying...
I'm just asking.
Fire all TSA.
I'm just asking questions.
On your... You want to go on your honor? We'll just trust everybody?
it is amazing that that many people... pack their pistol.
It's unbelievably stupid. There's zero defense.
It's not intentional. Mostly, I suspect.
Yeah, I mean, don't
right?
what would
like
you say? 90% just forgot, right?
Yes, and there's also no excuse
None.
For still bringing it
That's
to
it.
The airport.
That's
well, like, do you check your bags like in every compartment? You know what I mean? Like, just to make sure you took your gun out of there. Well, what if you store your gun in your carry-on
bag? Then I would
bag?
Check. Then I would check. Okay?
I'm just trying to give people the benefit of the doubt.
I'm not because...
Oh, you're going to shoot them.
You're a moron if you do this. And also, among the jobs, I wouldn't want...
somebody with a loaded weapon a moron.
Yeah, well,
I would call him a great patriot.
Okay. Well, you called for the firing of all TSA. The folks at TSA who have to sit there, reminded folks, take your shoes off,
worst
pour out all your water, take your electronics out, and then you say that, and you wait about 10 seconds. Hey, reminder folks, and I'm telling you, every third person has got their shoes on, electronics. Oh, I didn't hear you.
Yeah.
Back of the line. That's also my new policy.
I do think there should be a lane for people who haven't been on a flight in 3 years.
Yeah, you know
you got your own line.
You know what that line is? A bus.
Yeah.
You're not allowed. You've missed your window. You're not allowed back on a plane.
I like it.
Little Canopy talk soon.